Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Sponsored by Tax Network USA, America's number one choice for tax resolution. Please go to tnusa.com/bill or call 800-245-6000. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
Civil rights violation. Captain sentenced. IRS audits. And Red Lobster backfire. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the Department of Education Office for Civil Rights has opened a federal investigation into Emory University in Atlanta. The complaint is that the university discriminated against students on the basis of national origin, that is, Palestinian, Muslim, or Arab ancestry. The claim is that Emory has created a hostile, Islamophobic, and anti-Palestinian climate on campus. Do you remember the boat Conception? This was the boat back in 2019 that caught on fire and killed all 33 passengers and one crew member. Well, the captain survived along with five other crew members. He was charged with seaman's manslaughter because he abandoned ship. Prosecutors claim that the passengers were still alive and needed assistance to escape, but the captain bailed. He never used the public address system to warn the passengers about the fire. He didn't attempt to fight the fire with a fire extinguisher or anything. And there was no night watchman on duty. Prosecutors wanted 10 years. He was sentenced to 4. The IRS says that the number of audits they're going to do will increase this year. They've received $80 billion in new funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. They claim that they will not increase audits on anyone making under $400,000 a year. We'll see. They say that audit rates for companies with more than $250 million in assets will increase from 8% to 22%. Partnerships with assets over $10 million will see audits increase from 0.1% to 1%. And individuals with an income more than $10 million will see their audits increase from 11% to 16%. Back in 2003, Red Lobster ran an endless crab promotion. All you can eat crab. In 7 weeks, Red Lobster lost $3.3 million. That was in 2003. Red Lobster said at the time, it wasn't the second helping of crab that hurt them. It was the third helping of crab. Well, they didn't learn their lesson. They made endless shrimp a permanent staple on the menu instead of just a limited time offer. $20, all you can eat shrimp. Well, Red Lobster's major shareholder, Thai Union, a Bangkok-based seafood company, lost $11 million. An executive said, we need to be much more careful. Red Lobster is now considering bankruptcy. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, President Biden isn't the only powerful Democrat in cognitive decline. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, 84 years old, has apparently lost it completely. Appearing on MSNBC, a wellness spa for liberals, Ms. Pelosi said that President Trump lost 9 million jobs. The host, Katie Turr, looked baffled. Well, that's because of the COVID shutdown, she opined. Whereupon Ms. Pelosi called Ms. Turr an apologist for Donald Trump. Now, Katie Turr is a proud liberal. She, like her NBC News peers, deplores the former president. But that's not enough for Nancy Pelosi, who's on the record saying Joe Biden is perhaps the best modern president we've ever had. The fact that Ms. Turr had the nerve to utter a fact that did not demean Trump caused Pelosi to throw a tantrum. But why did Turr correct the record? The executives who run NBC and CNN know their brands have been badly damaged by the progressive slant those networks embrace. So very quietly, orders have gone out to producers and hosts to dial back the leftism just a little. Ms. Turr was simply following orders. As for Nancy Pelosi, well, she answers to no one. Her hatred of Trump keeps her blood flowing. To say Nancy Pelosi has not lost it is akin to believing that Donald Trump is a Bible salesman. Wait, that might not be the best analogy. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Kevin Cheney, Earliesville, Virginia. Bill, you imply this evening that President Biden has never taken a lead on any issue. Challenge your viewers to name one. Biden was the lead in driving the ill-conceived and poorly executed withdrawal from Afghanistan by U.S. troops. Number one, I never imply anything, Kevin. I say. I don't imply. That's a waste of your time, implication. Number two, the withdrawal from Afghanistan was not a policy. It was an event. Okay? We were talking about policies, problems this country has. Now, you can make a case that we had a problem in Afghanistan, but okay, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about making things better in the United States. Rich Howlier, Simpsonville, South Carolina. Biden has led on the student loan issue. That was a stunt. That was not a pressing problem for most Americans, and the Supreme Court ruled it illegal. Okay? But Biden did, and I got a couple of letters to this effect, take the lead on lowering some prescription drug prices, capping. And I should have mentioned that. That's good. Charles, I did not know Israel offered a ceasefire deal to Hamas. That's big news, and it should have been reported more widely. Certainly, this offer should have been broadcast on America's college campuses. Good job, O'Reilly. Well, that's why we're in business. Okay? The progressive left media doesn't want you to know that. They don't want that. That's why you didn't hear about it. Tim McSherry, Manhattan Beach, California. Hey, Tim, I hope you're going to the Shellback Tavern, one of my favorite places when I'm out there. Howard Stern did the interview with Biden because he hates Donald Trump, despite being friends with him for years and having him on his show almost monthly. Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm sure there were plenty of motivations for whatever he did. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. A recent survey from Newsweek finds 50% of Americans will not be taking a vacation this year, the fewest since COVID hit in 2020. The biggest factor keeping people home, record high prices. Here are some stats. The average room, hotel room, in New York City now costs $500 a night, up from $300 before the pandemic. Prices also up 30% in London, 33% in Paris, 40% Hong Kong, and a whopping 60% in the Caribbean. The increases are a result of inflation and the ridiculous junk fees that are often hidden from tourists. Here are some of the strangest surcharges we could find. At some resorts in Hawaii, they now charge $50 for coconut landscaping fees to stop coconuts from falling on people's heads. The Royal Hawaiian in Honolulu is known for welcoming tourists with their signature banana muffins. The snack used to be free. Now it's $42, but you don't know that until you get the bill. In Brooklyn, visitors are charged $45 to have filtered water in their bathroom sink. At the popular Viceroy Hotel in Washington, D.C., guests are billed $26 for white noise machines to cancel out sounds of traffic. The Hyatt Regency in Boston charges people $30 for a so-called daily destination fee. The tax includes a free cup of clam chowder from room service. And here's something else you might not know. The most ridiculous fees in America can be found at Disney World. Tourists there pay extra for photos, access to rides, characters, premium seating at parades, and dinner reservations, all previously free of charge. When Disney World opened back in 1971, an average four-night stay cost a family of four $400. Today, that figure has ballooned to $7,000. Right back.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.